Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be worshiping with everyone this morning. I just love being a part of this church and being a part of this family that whose mission is just to advance the kingdom of God. It's so neat that each of us have a role to play in his kingdom. Those of us who have decided to follow Jesus with our whole lives, we get to play a part in what he's doing in the world to redeem the world and bring the world back to a state of wholeness and completeness. Yesterday, I just love the fact that we don't only preach the word here, but we live it. And yesterday, we were able to help some families of Radiant move. I just loved being a part of that. I'm so glad that the church is, our church is like that. I showed up and I saw like half of you guys there moving, and I was just surprised. It's not what I expected, and it was just so neat and refreshing. We're just starting our series on the book of Luke, and last week we saw that the book of Luke was written to this man named Theophilus. Man, or could be a group of people, God-fearers. This group of people were Gentiles, were very similar to us in many ways. And the book is just written for us to see who Jesus is, what he did, and then how we're to respond to him. And today we're going to take a look kind of at another story that kind of tags on to what Jeremy talked about last week. And we looked at how the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and said that he's going to have, and his wife is going to have, a miraculous baby. Gabriel comes to Zechariah and the people of Israel in a time where they have, it's not recorded that they've heard God for over 400 years. It's been the time where historians say just a years of 400 years of silence. And the people are now under absorbed into the Roman Empire, and they're living kind of in an oppressed state in a way. They aren't completely free, and they're clinging on to the hope of the promised Messiah. This is what they long after, what they ache after, is the coming of the promised Messiah. In Isaiah 7:14, God promises that he will send Emmanuel, God with us. And it is to these people and in this context that we find the story today. So if you'd open with me to Luke chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born and be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who is said to be barren in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." The beginning of the story, we see, starts out saying in the sixth month. And this refers back to Elizabeth's pregnancy. This is now in the sixth month, so around 6 months after Gabriel showed up to Zechariah, he has now shown up to Mary. Now, this is not a normal event. It's not like Mary has probably seen an angel before. In fact, her parents have probably never seen an angel before. And so when the angel shows up and says, "You who are highly favored of God, the Lord is with you," she says, she's wondering what kind of greeting this is. She's never seen an angel, and probably some fear has come up into her life. And she just isn't sure of what this is about. And the angel then reassures her and tells her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Now, there's nothing special about Mary. There's nothing that made her, because of what she did, there's nothing she did that made her favored of God. It was simply, she was favored because God was blessing her with being a part of his work. He was inviting her to come to be a part of his kingdom purposes and play a role in his plan of redemption for all of us. And so she's favored of God because he wants to use her. And then the angel tells her what God's going to do through her. And he says the most miraculous thing, the thing that the people of Israel, the thing that Mary has been waiting for, her family has been waiting for, he tells her that she is going to be the one that bears the Messiah, the Son of God. And she, the funny thing is, her response is not a response of amazement that the Messiah is coming. How does she respond? She says, "I don't understand. I really don't get this. How can I, a virgin, have a son?" She doesn't understand God's working and his plan. And then the angel reassures her and says, "You know, God, he has your back. He has you taken care of. It is his power that will empower you and give you a son." And He reassures her, and then how does she respond? She says, "Okay, I don't understand, but I'm the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you said." Now, her saying this has great, She's running great risk in saying yes to this. Because she's betrothed to a man named Joseph. And essentially, she's engaged to him. And if she's going to have a be pregnant, she's running the risk of her family rejecting her, becoming a social outcast. In that time, if you were to be pregnant, apart from your husband, it was one of the largest embarrassments to your family, and also running the risk of being potentially killed by the community you were in. And so in the face of this risk, she still says, "I am your servant, God. Use me as you will." I don't know about you, but I sometimes have a very difficult time saying yes to God when it runs a great risk for me. I remember around a year ago, I was in a Starbucks, and I was sitting down doing homework, what I normally do, and I just got this like deep sense that I was supposed to go over to the man sitting in a chair across from me and just tell him that he is God's beloved child. And that's all I felt I needed to do. And God was calling me to that. I was like, "Oh, whatever. I'm just going to go back to my work." And so I did. But then my attention kept getting drawn over to him, that I should just tell him what God's done for him, that God loves him dearly. And I just started having this fear rise up in me. I didn't want to run the risk of being socially embarrassed. You know, it's not common just to go up to random strangers and talk to them like that. I didn't want to put myself out like that. So I just said no to God. I said, "Nope, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to." I don't know what you're facing today, but Mary was put in a situation where she was in a risk and being used by God, to be used by God. And what did she do? She didn't understand God's plan. Many times I have a hard time understanding why I'm in the situation I am, why what is happening to me is happening. But her response was, she first asked a question. She engaged God with her doubt. And then through the angel, God gave her the reassurance that the Holy Spirit was going to be with her, that he was going to have her back. And so she responds in trust. She knows her God. She's placed her hope in him her whole life. And instead of listening to the fear, she decides to trust God and say, "Here I am. I'm your servant. Do your will in me." So I invite you today, as we just think about Mary's story, that you would put your heart in a place of trust before God. We know what he's done. We know that Jesus has come. He's set us free to be in him. He empowers our lives in freedom. And let's just trust that. And no matter what situation you face today, the Holy Spirit wants to partner with you and accompany you in your journey of life. That's one of the biggest things I've been learning lately, is that my walk with Christ is a partnership with Him. Most of the time, I try to do everything on my own. And I try to live with myself in control. I realize that Jesus just wants me to be open to having Him come alongside me and to partner with Him in what He's doing in the world. So trust God and just respond to Him saying, Lord, I'm your servant. Do with me as you will. And then just like Mary, He will use us in His plan of redemption for the world beyond us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have sent the promised Messiah to give us life, to set us free. And now you want us to partner with you and you to partner with us in changing the world for your glory. So I pray that you would give us the strength to trust you, that we would see you more of who you are, and that we would respond to you with a heart of willingness and a desire to just serve you and be your servant. And say with Mary, I'm the Lord's servant. Do with me as you will. Amen.